All right, this is really a sad day. We're losing all of our Chicago Blackhawks, but let's turn the tables right now. And did you ever have a certain food bill that you loved so much and it went away? I know Jell-O 123 we've loved.
Jell-O 123 is the first thing that comes to mind, yes.
The Marathon Bar.
Marathon Bar, Fizzies, drink tablets.
All right, you have more than I do.
I got a bunch.
There is a former Southsider whose name is Ben, and he had this love of a food, this love affair, as we will say, a boy in his cake. Ben, you are on the line with us, and there was something you loved so much, and it went away. And I believe there's a happy ending to this story. Why don't you tell us your story?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. This was just an unbelievable kind of story, kind of thing. And boy, I could tell you after yesterday, I really needed some good news here in Chicago. So I'm really happy to share this story about something that came back to the city. I love this Portillo's lemon cake. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to have any of it, but it was something I grew up with, and I really had a lot of fond memories of enjoying it with my dad and my family. And for some reason, they took it off the menu about 10 years ago, and they just couldn't find a reason why. And
what did you write to them and call them and say, why did the lemon cake go away?
You know, I did. I sent, emails, I had calls, I'd gone to a bunch of different Portillo's locations, in the city and the suburbs, and, asked people, and, everybody had a different answer, and nobody really knew why it was gone. It was just one of those things. And then after a few years, people rotate through the restaurants, and then nobody even knows that it was there anymore.
Oh.
So it was, they're like, no, we've never had a lemon cake, that sort of thing. And, 10 years ago, there really wasn't a lot of stuff in terms of social media. So you couldn't even find a picture about it. There was no articles on it online. And, after a while, you start to think, am I crazy? Did this thing even really exist?
I wasn't aware of it. I knew their fantastic chocolate cake, but I didn't know they had a lemon cake. So you couldn't stand it anymore. You needed a Portillo's lemon cake. So you offered to purchase one?
Yes, absolutely. So I got to a point where I was like, I'd been trying to replicate this cake on my own for the last, 10 years. I tried different recipes. I'd look online, and everybody had like this one secret ingredient that would make it. But, it was never the same. So finally, I decided to post something online on Reddit to see if anybody could give me a good representation of the recipe, or tell me, what happened to the cake, or try to get it back. And that was back at the end of February. I put a post and I'm like, hey, I'm going to offer some money finally and see if somebody knows what happened to this cake. I just got to that point where I needed to know, and I wanted to have it back.
Nick Scarpino is in the studio with us, the director of marketing at Portillo's, and Keith Kinsey, the CEO of Portillo's. Gentlemen, it looks like you came through for Ben. What did you do? What happened?
Oh, Ben, first of all, I really want to thank you, and thank you for your energy and passion about something that Portillo's really is proud of. With that energy and with getting it on the web and everybody getting behind it really set us to say, we got to bring that back. We got to do this for Ben. And so we got the team together. We went back on the recipe. We did a little tweaks to it. And we're very, very proud of what we have now with the lemon cake. And we really thank you for bringing that back and making it so special and so important for you. And you've made a lot of guests very, very happy. And we appreciate that. That's the way Dick Portillo's always done Portillo's. And when the guests want something, we're out there to deliver it to you.
Now, why don't you call it Ben's lemon cake, by the way?
Oh, we tried to, the copyright issues. Ben already has that, so had to back off that.
So, Ben, how much were you willing to pay Portillo's for a lemon cake? What did the price tag go up to?
Oh, I was willing to pay anything that I needed to. But what ended up happening is I offered $300 to anybody that could tell me a good recipe for the cake, and Portillo's sure enough came through, and they were just so generous. They didn't want the money. They just asked that it be donated to a charity.
Oh.
So I ended up donating it to the Red Cross.
That's beautiful.
That is a beautiful love story in this tale of woe in the city. And as I mentioned, Nick Scarpino, director of marketing for Portillo's in the studio, Keith Kinsey, CEO of Portillo's. And now, because of Ben, we can go into a Portillo's for a limited time and purchase this lemon cake.
It's available through July 31st. And we're sorry, Ben, that it had to go away the first time. We should offer the explanation.
Why did it go away?
It went away because we noticed there were some there were some quality issues with the frosting. It's a double layer cake.
Yeah.
And we bake them every day fresh in the morning.
Yeah.
And the cake started to slide as it would get hotter in the restaurant. So the top layer would start to slide off. So we went back and we made some changes, slight tweaks to the recipe so that no longer happens. And now it's just fine.
Where was the recipe kept? Somewhere in under lock and key in a vault somewhere, right? Where did you find the recipe?
Well, Dick had it locked away and we had to go and talk to Dick because we still work with Dick a lot and say, you know, can we pull that one back out for Ben?
Right.
And make sure we get the few tweaks because we know what the expectation is and we're able to pull it out, do those tweaks, and now it's everybody gets a chance to see what the ingredients are.
Well, it's a happy ending for everyone because of you, Ben. We can now get Portillo's lemon cake whenever, well, not whenever we want it, but up until July
31st.
And how many Portillo's lemon cakes have you gone through so far, Ben, since it's been back in action?
Oh my gosh, I've lost count. You know, I'm actually out in Arizona in Scottsdale, and you know they had it here testing it a couple of weeks before it actually made its debut around all the other Portillo's. So I got a little special sneak peek. And I got to tell you, it's been almost 120 degrees here the last week, and that cake is holding up really well.
Good.
So, you figured it out, guys. You figured it out. So when you first had another bite after 10 years, Ben, what was the emotional experience for you? Was there a certain thing that you just went, oh, this isn't what, not only what I remembered, but even better? How did you react to that first bite?
You know, I got to tell you, before I had the bite, I was a little bit worried because, you know, I've been building this thing up in my head for like the last 10 years. It's like, well, is this thing going to live up to the hype? I mean, am I even going to remember what it was like? Could anything live up to it? And I have to tell you, as soon as I got that first piece, you know, I could smell it. I could feel the texture of the frosting. And it was exactly the way I remembered it. It was just like a little piece of creamy lemon heaven. It was unbelievable.
Creamy lemon heaven.
Ben, thank you for that.
One final thing, we're gonna let you go, and we're gonna continue talking Portillo's. Someone has texted us right now and says, "Is Ben married? I love him."
Oh, how about that? Creamy love in heaven.
Look what you started, Ben.
Can have it as your wedding cake.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
We'll bring it for you.
Well, so glad this had a happy ending. Go ahead, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ben. You're making people happy.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Absolutely. I've gotten so many messages on Reddit. If there's any way you guys can bring that cake back permanently, they would kill me if I didn't ask, so I'm going to just have to put that out there.
Why only till July 31st, and is there a chance that after this go-around, you may bring it back again?
You know, it could definitely would come back around, and we've got to look at how things are going in operations. We always have different things coming up. We got some more wonderful things coming up in the fall.
Yeah.
But so we can see how it works with the operations. The key is, and it's always been embedded in the way we run Portillo's, is that it's got to work with the operations.
Sure.
And there's some other things we'll add, but we'll definitely look at that because I would tell you, there's only five of us, right? Try this. Do it with the shake. Do a lemon cake.
Oh, a lemon cake shake.
And do a shot of strawberry. Oh. And nobody else knows that because operations would kill me. But boy, I'm telling you, Ben, go there.
Yep. Ben, so nice to meet you and glad you're happy.
Oh, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And thanks so much to the Portillo's people. You just really made my day, and this was the greatest summer ever because of that.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Ben, nice to meet you. Hang on the line 1 second, and we will continue talking Portillo's. Nick Scarpino is here, Director of Marketing at Portillo's, and Keith Kinsey, CEO of Portillo's. Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN.
Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Two of the big wigs over at Portillo's are with us. Nick Scarpino is the director of marketing at Portillo's. Keith Kinsey is the CEO of Portillo's. And a good story is about to get even better.
Yeah, if you were listening before, we had a former Chicagoan, Ben, who moved out to Arizona, and we talked about his love of the Portillo's lemon cake, and the fine powers that be at Portillo's put that cake back on their menu for a limited time only until July 31st. But, Ben, we have you back on the air because, you know, we thought Nick and Keith, I guess there's something else they wanted to add to this conversation. Gentlemen?
Ben, we wanted to thank you so much for bringing awareness about this lemon cake and for bringing it to everybody's attention. So we wanted to give you free Portillo's for a year as a way of saying thank you. So we'll get your address and we'll send you some gift cards.
Yeah, Ben, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
That's like if somebody gave me a Tesla. It would be the exact same kind of feeling. Wow, you guys, yeah. That's amazing.
We really appreciate it, Ben. Yeah. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Ben, we had to get you on for that just because we thought it was good news to share with you.
Boy, is it ever. Is it ever. And we're going to...
Oh, wow.
Yep. For a year.
For a whole year.
A whole year. Go crazy. Live it up.
All right, hang
Thanks,
on, Ben.
Ben.
Well, and he doesn't really want the fame and fortune.
No, he does not.
So he doesn't want to be identified by his last name, but what a great guy. You guys have been kind enough to give a $50 gift card to one of our listeners, which we'll give away at the end of this. Kathy wanted to talk to you, though. Kathy, what about the lemon cake?
Well, I was just in line at Portillo's, and I'm listening to your show, so I just ordered lemon cake. So I have to try it, and we'll see how it's going. I love lemon cake.
Success.
Lemon cake is delicious, and what a great deal he got for doing it.
He did.
Portillo's for a whole year? That is awesome.
And the power of your show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. And it does. It looks really good. It does. And their chocolate cakes I bought for birthday cakes and everything else, and they've always been fantastic. I don't know how I'd go on the lemon shake with the little strawberry in it. I don't know about that one. But
you don't know till you try.
Keith, you've had it. It's insanely good, isn't it?
What a summer.
Really?
It's a summer festival.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Chocolate shakes are fantastic, too.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy. Thanks for calling in and checking in. I love lemon cake. Listen, I love your chocolate cake more than anything, but sometimes I get over-chocolified. You know what I mean? And lemon cake, how can you not like it? Perfect for summer.
Right.
Hope it comes back year-round.
So good. Am I imagining it, or did Portillo's and the lemon cake made a late-night appearance earlier this week?
It did on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
On the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Yeah. How did that happen?
They came to us, and we had one of our team members go with the team that the restaurant is just on the street.
Yeah.
They asked to come out. They heard the story. They heard the Ben story.
Yeah.
And they said, wow, what a great story. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear more about it, see it, see some of the team. We make that fresh every day in the restaurant and just get a chance to put it in action. And we said,
sure.
Why not?
Yeah, why
yes.
wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
Can I just say how nice this is of Portillo's? There were some, was it Arrested Development that went away and people wrote and said, we want it back, and it's, where is it, Netflix? But somebody brought it back. You're listening to the customer out there. I mean, it was one voice and you said, you know what, let's look into this. So congratulations to you guys.
Well, thank you, and thank you for everybody for their support, because it's really important for us to see that the guests are behind us and that they listen and they like and give us feedback. Mm-hmm. Just like Kathy there, who's gone, she's trying it. That feedback's excellent for us to see what we need to do next.
Right, right.
Whenever I go to pick up a chocolate cake for birthdays that we do as well, I have to get a hot dog. Great work on the hot dogs.
Oh, we're so proud of that, and we're going to have a hot dog day coming
That's
up
right.
pretty soon.
July 19th is National Hot Dog Day, and we're going to be celebrating at restaurants. We haven't really announced this anywhere else, but we can say it now. We're gonna promote
We're the
it
beeline
with
to Portillo's,
guys,
by the
right. You guys are?
Well, if you buy a sandwich or any other entree, we're doing a $1 hot dog day on July 19th.
Oh, nice.
So we expect long lines and to service them quickly. So
good.
We look forward to it.
So you're the first.
Oh, July 19th. That's
right.
The day.
July 19th. Yeah.
Thank
nice.
You so much. Let's do a caller. You pick a number, and we will give away a $50 gift card, courtesy of Nick Scarpino, Director of Marketing at Portillo's, and Keith Kinsey, CEO of Portillo's. They can't give everybody Portillo's for
that's
for a
impossible.
Year.
That's impossible.
They just can't.
It's a bad business model. But just knowing that it's out there is what people need to know. It's been 10 years since the lemon cake went away, so caller number 10 right now at 312-981-7200. is going to win a very generous $50 gift card to your favorite Portillo's. Call now. Be caller 10, 312-981-7200.
And the rest of you, go purchase your Portillo's Lemon Cake for a limited time only through July 31st. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you
Great
both.
To see you.
Thank you both.
Really,
thank
congrats you. On bringing back a Chicago favorite. That's thank a really good move.
And now we have to go live to the sports department. Dave Ennett is standing
uh-oh,
by with official Blackhawks news.
Well, it's official now, and you have talked about it already, the trades the Blackhawks have been making, but they have now formally announced the deal to reacquire Brandon Saad from the Columbus Blue Jackets, but they give up the breadman. Artemi Panarin goes to Columbus, along with a young player Tyler Motte and a sixth-round pick this year. And they get, in return, along with Saad, they get a goaltender, Anton Forsberg, and a fifth-round pick next year. So Brandon Saad is back. Artemi Panarin leaves. Nicholas Hjalmarsson goes to Arizona. Busy morning. We're just getting started.
Are you surprised by any or all of this, Dave?
All of this.
Yeah, all of this,
all
right?
of this. I mean, I thought we were headed towards some change. I think that was pretty clear.
Sure.
And the possibility of a Hjalmarsson move has been mentioned.
Yes.
But I think the magnitude of this is probably bigger. And look at it now where you have three key guys who won't be playing for this team next year. And Marian Hossa,
sure.
I'm not even mentioning Van Riemsdyk, but Marian Hossa, Artemi Panarin, and Nicholas Hjalmarsson.
Right.
But you're getting back a guy who won a couple of Stanley Cups here with Brandon Saad, who's still a young player, just 24 years old. And you have a full draft ahead of you. So,
what about Darcy Rota, Dave? Do we know if Darcy Rota is coming back?
Darcy was not involved in any of these right. deals. I don't think you're going to see right. him next season
this
for the
stinks,
Blackhawks.
This stinks, though, because we just lost Jimmy Butler yesterday,
yes.
too. I mean, it's just like, oh, man, double
yes.
whammy.
Dave, one final question. What happens to soup in a sandwich?
Well, you don't know if soup's coming back either.
Oh!
So.
I can't live with this news.
This is crazy.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
You bet.
All right, and congratulations to Jeff from Brookfield. Walked away with the $50 gift card to Portillo's. Get their lemon cake through July 31st. For more info, go to portillos.com. And now take a break, and then we'll talk to Steve Burton.
Yes.
All right.